Hello and welcome to another Towel Capes Reaction Commentary. I'm your host, Cody Nestor. Alongside me is my co-host, Todd Heal.
What's going on, guys?
Todd, what are we watching today?
Well, today we're watching the first episode of Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Yep, so we're paused at 2 seconds. The end has just went, what, Todd?
Dun, dun.
We're going to go, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, play, and then we're going to get started. Again, we're paused at 2 seconds here. So 3, 2, 1, play. And we're off and running. So, Todd, what do you know about Scott Pilgrim?
I remember the original theatrical movie, which, by the way, I have never watched.
I thought we saw it together, did we not?
I didn't. If I went with you, I don't remember it. I don't think I've ever saw it.
Were you on barbiturates again, Todd?
Possibly.
As you've been known to do.
Possibly.
Just to get loaded up with a bunch of narcotics and go to the movies.
It's just one of those things that I've always, you know, spent on my radar. I've just never watched it.
So I don't know much about this other than, I mean, I have seen the original, Michael Cera, Mary Elizabeth Winstead. You know, I think a lot of those actors are actually coming back to voice this show. But I don't really know a lot about Scott Pilgrim. I didn't read the comic book that it's based on. I just remember liking the movie. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was, you know, something that was kind of a little bit, it was kind of underrated at the time, and I always really enjoyed what I'd seen of it. So I thought it was like a cute little fun little movie. I could have swore we went to see it together, though. A very anime-inspired opening here. Kieran Culkin, yeah, Chris Evans, he was in the movie. Anna Kendrick, Brie Larson.
Brie Larson? Okay. Aubrey Plaza?
Brandon Routh, he was also in the original film. He was one of her 7 ex-boyfriends that she has. That was kind of the premise of the movie. It was Scott Pilgrim versus her 7 deadly boyfriends,
okay.
7 evil ex-boyfriends. What do we got here, Todd?
Is this the desert?
Looks like the desert, yes.
Water.
The animation looks, it's different. Is that the Death Star? No. It's got kind of a chibi kind of vibe, but also not sure how to place it, but very early, but I like the kind of hard hard drawn line style. And again, guys, this is reaction commentary, so if we're a little bit quiet, if there's a little dead air, we're watching this for the very first time as well, along with you.
She's kind of just rollerblading across the sand, Dad.
Scott Pilgrim's 23 years old, Ty.
Is that a snot bubble?
That's classic anime trope. He's Scott's cool gay roommate, it said, Todd.
Okay.
That's what it said. Definitely Kieran Culkin. He was great in the original film, too. We're going to have to cover it if you can't remember the title, film title. We're going to have to watch it again. Or for the first time.
Yeah, for the first time. That's it.
I think you were just stoned out of your mind or something.
Could be. Could be one of the two. I don't remember either one. Nice cup of Joe. Get your day started.
I remember the little apartment they had. Oh, that's this voice. That's the dude from TikTok that does food reviews. I know his voice, but I don't know his name.
Really?
I have no idea what his name is. I just know him from TikTok. Oh, yeah. I remember the band's name is Sex Ba-Bomb, Todd. Sex Ba-Bomb.
Ba-Bomb.
Just like the Netflix Ian Ba-Bomb.
Ba-Bomb.
Steven Steele's guitars and vocals, 22 years old. I didn't see the bottom part.
Said, fun fact, he lives here. She used to date Scott.
What did that say?
Fun fact, she's dating Scott now, I think, or
and
something.
And the other one, fun fact, is she also lives here. He also lives here. Six, ba-bomb. Where's Brandon Routh? Where's Todd Superman?
Hey.
That's Todd's.
Wait a minute.
That's Todd's one and only choice.
I did not endorse any of this.
Let's do it. Episodes is this? Need to look it up. I don't think it could be many. Scott Pilgrim episodes. Looks like 8 episodes. Oh, this style reminds me of something that I've seen. I can't think of what it is.
Excuse me.
I need a lozenge.
If you have one handy, I ain't gonna turn it down.
Nothing people love hearing more than coughing into a microphone, Todd.
I kind of turned my head away, folks. Tried to spare you the brunt.
So unlike the film, which is largely faithful adaptation of the comics, Takes Off features a different plot, wherein the titular Scott Pilgrim disappears in the first episode. The remainder of the series follows his love interest, Ramona Flowers, as she tries to find out who is responsible for his disappearance.
Hot chicken coming.
She might be real. Fun fact. Nobody's wearing Crocs. That's surprising. You own Crocs, Todd. You're
some
part
Crocs.
Of the problem.
Always have been. They're my go-to comfort shoe.
I didn't know there was 2 Sonic shows. Did you, Todd? I remember the chili dog Sonic. I don't remember another Sonic that was like actually like dark and serious.
Columbo.
Wait, she time. Like Peter Falk.
Yes, Peter Falk.
If you could tell me this one more time.
I think Ramona watches like MeTV exclusively. She watches Matlock and Columbo. She thinks Scott sucks. I gotta find that dude from TikTok's name. I guess that wasn't Ramona a while ago. I think I misspoke.
Delivering DVDs for Netflix.
Yeah, I remember okay. That was, I think that was part of the original film.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, like it was back when Netflix still actually delivered things.
He went out there still listening. Remember when you could actually get hard physical discs from Netflix?
He's going to the old Netflix site right now.
They sent them to your house. You kept them a little while. You're supposed to have mailed them back.
Yeah. But did you? Not always. He's looking for hot guys. Todd, that's a go-to search for you, isn't it?
Hey, come on now. This ain't about me. This is about Scott Pilgrim.
Action doctor. There was Netflix and Gamefly. I had Gamefly.
I do remember having Gamefly.
I think it still exists. Physical media is going away, Todd.
Do it at your own peril, that's all I say.
Oh, it was her. I was right, okay.
Today's streaming darling may be tomorrow's streaming ghost. And if you got rid of your physical copy, how you gonna watch it?
How long have you been working on that, Todd? You've been workshopping your...
That has been brewing a while.
You've been workshopping your TED Talk about the death of physical media.
Have we got time to go into my Keep Physical Media Live rant? Probably not.
No, we're a little short on time today, Todd.
Okay. Another day,
you need
another
to be
time.
On Truth Social. Where's the cast list here? I'm still trying to find that TikTok guy. I got to know what his name is. Who does Brie Larson play in this? Oh, Envy Adams. Okay. Stefan Johnson, that's his name. He plays the announcer. Yes.
So he does food stuff on TikTok?
Well, yeah, he does like a lot of, I mostly see his like food reviews and like, you know, I'm at Burger King and I'm going to try this new Whopper, that kind of thing. Like, he's an X-Man.
Ah,
it is an X-Men reference, huh? Do you remember who directed the original Scott Pilgrim movie, Todd?
I do not. Who was it?
Edgar Wright.
Ah.
Famously kicked off of Ant-Man. Great director. And I like the art style, but where's this going? How long is this episode? 28 minutes? Okay.
Just slow burn. It's a slow
Everything
setup.
We've watched lately is a slow burn. I have a slow burn when I pee. Should I be worried, Todd?
I would be concerned, yeah.
Okay.
You may want to go visit your family doctor.
That's who I got the slow burn from.
Don't go back to him then. Or her.
I was going to say, you assume it's a him?
Yeah, you can't assume.
How dare you assume the gender of my doctor?
You can't assume
my
nothing.
My family practice.
You can't assume anything.
You son of a bitch.
I'm just an old fossil. Uh-oh.
Oh, here's the first evil ex, Todd. He's in that room from The Matrix Reloaded where that dude's like, vis-a-vis, we're gonna fuck this whole thing up, blah, 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 vis-a-vis.
Ergo.
You're not Jesus, Neo. There's 5,000 other of the ones.
Boy, it's... kind of like a blizzard now.
I think an evil ex is coming.
To where?
A magical door. To a world of pure imagination.
There.
And we're back. What a trip. How many issues did the comic have, I wonder? I'm trying to learn about Scott Pilgrim as we do this.
Yeah, we're learning on the fly, folks. You do that. Ooh, sleepy time. Sleepy time tea.
What is this? Is she Cosby in him?
That guy's cold. How long can I wait for this tea, honey? She's gone. Oh,
bouncing anime titties. Says the original edition of the comic series consists of 6 digest-sized black and white volumes released between August 2004 and July 2010.
Let's get it on.
Time to get on in-stock trades, Todd. Get me the Scott Pilgrim 6 editions, will you?
I'll look into it.
Coming up.
She leveled up right there or something. I don't know what happened. Smooth, Scott. Real smooth. Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. Too much too fast.
Well, Jesus. I thought she was naked completely for a second. I was like, what kind of show is this, Netflix? That's fucked up. This is where Todd would normally force himself upon the female.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to have sex with you tonight, Todd. Well, that's too damn bad.
That's too damn bad.
Nah. Tal Capes does not endorse forcible assault.
Of any form.
Of any form against anyone. Do not be like Todd.
Wait a minute.
Back to the Matrix room. Is that Sasuke from Naruto? Jesus. That dude's on PCP or something. What the fuck is going on with that guy? He looks like the guy that competes with Bob's Burgers. His eyes, that's what he reminds me of. That dude that runs an Italian restaurant across the street or whatever. Is his name Jimmy something?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't have a clue.
You don't know. You have no idea where you are right now. You have no idea where you are, what you're watching.
Where I'm going, what I'm going to be doing. I have no clue.
That's what I be doing. Is this dude like the one that's setting his exes against him? They just kind of showed up in the film. I don't remember this guy from the movie at all. I could be wrong though. You know, what does XD mean, Todd? You're young and hip. What does that mean?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd tell me. I don't know.
It's like a laughing face.
Ah.
The X is like, you know, kind of closed eyes.
Ah, yeah, no. The D is like the open mouth laugh.
Yeah.
I got
you. You're so with it. You've got what the kids say is the riz.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
I think you might also have a touch of the tism.
Rheumatism?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You're right.
I got 2 out of 3 of the first major itises.
Yeah. What a weird interaction with this girl.
He's on cloud 9, baby.
This reminds me of like Steven Universe or something. Don't ever kick that door open.
I'm wondering why you kick my fucking door in, is what I'm wondering. Do you pay rent here, Pilgrim?
Maybe he does, I'm not sure. Do you know who Kiernan Culkin is related to, Todd?
McCulkey?
Who?
Macaulay?
Did you say McCulkey? McClunky? From Star Wars?
I said Macaulay.
Oh, sure you did. Sure.
McClunky?
Yeah, McClunky? Yeah, Macaulay's related.
McCulkey?
McCulkey? That's what you said. I was like, McCulkey? No, it's Macaulay, Todd.
Yes.
McCulkey?
I think I may be having our first on-air strunk.
Yeah, he's the brother of Macaulay
Culkin. You may know him as Richie Rich.
Yeah. Or Kevin McAllister. Or the dude that sometimes appears on Red Letter Media. Todd, I got to admit, I'm bored out of my mind here.
I'm kind of right there with you.
Anyone that loves this, nothing against it. Everybody loves what they love. But most of the time we watch these things, like especially like episodes of TV shows, like to kind of see if we're interested in continuing on with the series.
Kind of gauging, and I'm not engaging with this right now.
It's maybe just not for us. Like I said, I did enjoy the movie, but this is maybe just not for me. No hate against it. I think
it is a bridge. It's too far.
It's a quality program. But just don't think it's for me. This is not the usual anime Todd watches. Usually involves more tentacles, if you know what I mean.
What?
Starts with an H.
I'm more Speed Racer. Battle of the Planets.
Gotcha, man. Anything that was made in the 70s. Is that what you mean?
Voltron. Anything that was repackaged and sent over here.
Yeah. I never watched that new Voltron on Netflix. Did you?
I did not.
Maybe we should check that out. If you guys are listening to this and you do have suggestions or anything you want us to kind of check out and react to, let us know in the comments.
Yeah. It's something you might want to hear our commentary on. Or
I doubt that, but still.
True.
Still, if there is one person out there. Todd always provides a soundtrack for anything.
Yeah. Oh, she just blacked the fuck out.
Anime fainting.
Uh-oh. Some shit's going down.
Here we go. This is where everybody or anybody that would comment on this video is like, it picks up after the first episode. Nice reversal. Sorry. Dead silence. There's plot. There's plot happening, folks. Oh, here's our first evil ex, Todd.
Uh-oh.
He's in the house. You think she actually had sex with him?
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Ain't that always how it goes? Throbbing anime head. Wait, what? That don't sound right. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, look, it's the League of Ex-Boyfriends.
I think one's a girl, too.
Oh, okay. A League of
See, there you go, assuming Todd.
The League of Ex...
Not everybody lives the same life you live, my guy.
The League of Ex-Sexual Partners. How's that?
It might have been emotional. You don't know they all had sex.
The League of Acquaintances. I don't know what else to say.
You're canceled, Todd.
Goodbye, folks.
Towel Cakes presented next week, hosted by Cody and his dog, Bella. Todd's out.
Bella's a much better co-host than me anyway, so.
Why is it blurry on the edges? What is this, a Zack Snyder movie? Got him.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Nice.
This is just, actual
video game fight.
Oh, they changed it back.
Just press buttons. That's what Todd does.
That's all I do.
Just button press.
My strategy for any fighting game I've ever played, just button mash.
Wazak. That's what it said, Todd.
Shada.
Look, he spit out some coins. Man, that dude got taken out quick.
Maybe. Hmm. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Oh, here's the reversal as I was talking about. Scott disappears, huh?
Pilgrim is no more.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, bet you slept, wish you slept with him now, huh?
Yeah.
Now he's dead. Roll credits.
Yeah.
So, Todd, we're at 25 minutes for that episode as a credits roll. What did you think of Scott Pilgrim Takes Off episode one?
I didn't see a whole lot here that's hooking me in to go to episode two. Yeah. Like I say, I know people enjoy this type of thing, and if it's your jam, go for it. It's just, I ain't got a lot.
This kind of thing isn't my bad, baby. I do, like I said, I do really enjoy the movie. I enjoyed the Edgar Wright film, but yeah, somebody listening to this probably like, oh, this is episode one, probably picks up in episode two. You gotta give it time. But like, I mean, that's probably true, but I mean, like, it just didn't grab me. Didn't quite take off for me, Todd.
Right. I see what you did there.
You understand?
Nudge, nudge. Yeah.
But I think it's a quality made show, obviously.
Yeah.
Looks good. I like the style. It matches the comic book from what I've seen. But I mean, like, yeah, I just don't think it'd be something I continue to check out going forward. So, Todd, I guess we should wrap this one up. So, can you tell people how to find us and stay up to date with us on social media?
We are Towel Capes on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. Towel Capes Podcast on Facebook. You can also email us at towelcapespod@gmail.com.
If you enjoy the show, please consider following us on your podcast platform of choice and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Towel Capes will return next week. We want to thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye, guys.
See you guys.
That sucks.
Think so?
That show, yes.
Oh, I thought
the
you
show,
meant
so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, well, I don't want to see no more of that.
I should let this play and like during the little like wrap up part, like at the end where it says like thanks for watching. Mm-hmm. I should let that play.
Man, I don't want to see
I think
no more
I
of that.
Will. I will just put that at the end. If anybody were to stay fully, then
anybody kind of hanging around for like a little Easter egg.
I don't want to watch any more of that.
I don't want to watch any more of that.